We don't have time for this nonsense, Hiccup said loudly. Just ignore Toothless and everybody gather round me while I tell you our plan.
Oh, I get it, said Fishlegs.
Fishlegs and Kamikaze got into a huddle around Hiccup, who started whispering loudly. Toothless remained on the ceiling, making rude raspberry noises. Nobody paid him any attention. Eventually, Toothless's curiosity got the better of him, and he flapped down to see if he could hear what was being said. And Kamikaze leaped out of the huddle and grabbed him. Ha! Said Hiccup triumphantly, looking sternly down on the struggling little dragon. Now, Toothless, drop it! Toothless crossed his eyes and made a gulping noise with his throat, as if he was swallowing. Argh! Screamed Hiccup. Toothless spat Zigarastica onto the floor.
Only joking, he said.
Zigarastica was furious. Hiccup put him carefully on the table, and for 5 minutes he refused to say anything at all, concentrating on shaking out his wings and removing Toothless's saliva. I am so sorry about Toothless, Your Highness, said Hiccup, thinking that a little flattery might be necessary. Zigarastica's voice was icy.
If I didn't owe you a favour, oh boy with legs like a heron, he spat, that dragon would be history.
Toothless laughed scornfully.
What you gotta do, tough guy? Tickle Toothless to death?
Shut up, Toothless, said Hiccup. Thank you for coming, Zigarastica, and for looking so very, very handsome as well, if I may say so. You have such kingly legs. Zigarastica looked slightly less cross. He admired his own royal knees with approval. And your wings, the finest I have ever seen. I'll explain what I would like Your Highness to do. Hiccup told the Nano Dragon his cunning but truly desperate plan. The Nano Dragon was silent for a moment.
That, he said at last, is a truly terrible plan.
Told you, said Toothless. Hiccup's plans are always terrible.
You're still alive, aren't you? Retorted Hiccup.
Also, said the Nano Dragon, that is actually two favours, and I have offered you only one.
Think how cross the fat consul will be, pleaded Hiccup. The Nano Dragon thought about that. He shook out his black and red spotty wings, and Hiccup began to see the suggestion of a smile on his tiny face.
Okay, said Zigarastica. I'll do it, but don't blame me if it fails. By the way, oh boy with a nose like a small potato, your friends are even uglier than you are. Where did you find these people? Never in my life have I seen anybody who looks so much like a lemon sole.
He pointed rudely at Fishlegs with one wing. And with that, the little Nano Dragon gave a self-important wriggle of his behind and flew out the window.
Did he agree to carry out your plan? Asked Kamikaze.
Hiccup nodded, trying to look confident to keep everybody's hopes up. The thing is, he said, I don't think in this kind of weather they'll be able to hold those games tomorrow anyway. I've seen the arena from the window, and it's knee-deep in water. The ground is far too wet and slippy for gladiatorial combat. With any luck, the rain will make them cancel the whole thing.